The Maine Department of Corrections had been working hard to win support for a $173 million bond to back the renovation at Wyndham. Meetings with neighbors and community leaders had gone well. Members of the legislature and the public had toured the facility, and a public hearing on it was scheduled for February. Now that plan is in flux. As Susan Sharon reports, the one thing that remains constant is the condition of the prison.
The list of challenges at the Wyndham Prison is a long one. For starters, there's a climate control issue for prisoners and staff.
You don't have modern HVAC, so in the summer months, sometimes you have places in the facility that are absolutely sweltering. And then in the winter months, we've had occasions where you have toilets skimming over with ice.
Warden Scott Landry says the prison gets so cold in places that blankets are hung over windows to try to provide insulation. When that doesn't work, he says some inmates have been moved out of their cells into the central day area to try to keep them warm. The prison was originally planned as a men's reformatory, where minimum security inmates worked on a farm that lacked a fence. There is one now, tall with coiled barbed wire. That's because most of the 600 prisoners who live here are categorized as medium security and can't leave the premises. Over the years, several of the buildings constructed in the 1920s have been retrofitted to try to accommodate the changing mission, but they haven't been completely rebuilt. The result, Landry says, is a patchwork facility that is inefficient and deteriorating, and in some places, unsafe.
So just getting to where we're going, it's kind of a challenge from a security point of view.
On a recent tour of the facility, Landry pointed out how he and his staff try to make do with an aging infrastructure that does not conform with modern correctional standards.
Blind spots, tight corners, lots of stairs, very challenging with inmates that can't negotiate stairs. We have elevators that are pretty old condition that we would rather not use, but use sparingly.
But the condition and layout of the facility poses more than just security concerns. In the chow hall kitchen, a malfunctioning drain means cooks are standing in a pool of water on the floor. Ceilings around the facility constantly leak. Pigeons occasionally break through windows. And in one housing unit, there's just one shower stall with three heads for 40 inmates. Cells in this unit are tight. A small bunk bed for two prisoners, a couple of lockers and a toilet, and almost no room to move. And in another housing unit for behaviorally challenging inmates, it's dark and loud, and in a word, austere.
Staff are working in that 12-hour shifts, and it kind of amps up behavior. It doesn't have the calming effect that you would rather have with populations such as this.
Landry says the Department of Corrections isn't looking for luxury in its plan to renovate and rebuild the Maine Correctional Center, but what it is looking for is improved function, security, and a positive environment for prisoners who will someday be getting out.
I think one of the biggest challenges we run into is the space itself being designed a little bit better as far as being able to do more classes in this larger space.
Scott Donahue is the adult education teacher at the Wyndham Correctional Center.
The wiring in here is very outdated. I mean, we're still using a lot of books, old-fashioned books. So in order for us to keep up with technology, we need some have wiring upgrades and what have you.
Space for programming for prisoners and training for staff is at a premium throughout the prison. Landry says there's just not enough. And what little there is too far away from where prisoners are housed. Under the DOC's plan, the new facility would be designed around programming needs. Landry says it would include an additional 200 or so beds for substance abuse treatment, acute mental health needs, some geriatric, and some infirmary beds at a cost of $173 million.
Correctional housing is incredibly expensive. It's got to be robust. It's got to withstand the population that we're housing here. So we would like to get this started as soon as possible. The need certainly exists.
But he says it will need to be vetted by the legislature. And now that the governor is planning to revamp and potentially expand the project, it's unclear how much the price tag will increase or whether the DOC will be able to move forward to address conditions at the Wyndham Correctional Center as soon as it had hoped. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.